I'm Jamie Jackson for AURN News. A brand new book, Borrowing While Black, is a must-have resource. It addresses everything you need to know about student loans and how to graduate successfully. Its author, Dr. Tisa Silver Kennedy, has advised students and families on repaying more than $50 million in student loans.
The first tip that I have for people of color is to have a full picture of exactly how much they owe. Because there are two main sources that you can borrow from, the federal government and then private lenders. And what I've seen with many borrowers is that they can't remember all the loans that they borrowed because they may have started at one school, you know, stopped and picked up attending somewhere else, or they graduated many years ago and then returned to school later on. So the best place to go to get a full picture of federal student loans is studentaid.gov. From there, you can see every single federal student loan you've ever borrowed. And to get a grasp on private loans that were taken out by banks or lenders outside of the U.S. government, you would just get a free version of your credit report. And that credit report will include everything federal, every private loan, and you'll get a clear picture of how much you owe. And then, only after you know exactly how much you owe, can you begin to develop a plan to tackle all of the debt.
So what should you do if you've been hit financially by the pandemic?
So the first thing I would recommend them doing is to contact their servicer. The loan servicer is the point of contact for paying bills, and the loan servicer can let the borrower know if they're eligible for any relief programs. Outside of the pandemic, generally, there are two options for taking a temporary pause in payment. There's a deferment and there's a forbearance. And by contacting the servicer and telling them about your circumstance or your difficulty, the loan servicer will then let you know which one of those pauses you qualify for. Now, because of the pandemic, there have been some special relief offered. There was a forbearance that was granted to many federal student loan borrowers that was originally for 6 months, I believe from March to the end of September, and it was extended by way of an executive order throughout until the end of this year. So right now, many student loan borrowers are actually in a place where they do not have to make payments and interest is not accruing. For those who don't find themselves being able to take advantage of that forbearance, I highly recommend contacting the loan servicer and asking about an income-driven repayment plan. Because with federal student loans, there is a way for a borrower to have a payment that's based on their household finances, including how many people are in the house and how much the household earns. So if you're in a situation where you've had a sudden income shock, if your income has declined or just stopped flowing altogether, you want to let your servicer know. Because there's a possibility that after you've given them that information and they run the formula to calculate what your payment would be under one of those income-driven plans, it's quite possible that your payment could turn out to be zero. So what that would mean is that the student loan borrower's income is going to be recognized as having, you know, dwindled or disappeared. And as long as that is their case, they would not be required to actually make a monthly payment. And many borrowers aren't aware that the income-driven options exist. So I would encourage anyone who is experiencing difficulty to reach out to their servicer and ask about the income-driven options. Because if you don't choose an option that's based on your income, you're going to have to choose one of the plans where the payment is set for you. And if you're experiencing an income shock or difficulty in repayment, then that payment might not be feasible.
You can get your copy of Borrowing While Black online over at Amazon.com. I'm Jamie Jackson, AURN News.